yeah, it's raining, it's pouring, it's the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. Welcome everybody, Tuesday, May 14th, it's Dave here, and I have to take a quick break from the deluge of rain memes. Have you noticed this week there's nothing but rain memes online? You can always judge society's temperament by the memes, and it's official. We are tapped out. We're done. We're mad as hell, and we have no other option but to splash around and complain about it. Stop raining, please. It is Philadelphia's classic rock, right? This isn't Seattle. We didn't move to Seattle 2 years ago under the cover of darkness. Okay, that's enough out of me. I'm going to get to the good stuff. That's why you're here. We talked Game of Thrones mistakes this morning, had some fun with the new Snapchat gender swap filter. Be glad there's no video element to this podcast. We heard a 911 call from King's Landing. Heard about a clueless host for Breakfast with the Beatles. We promoted Radiothon. It's a month away, if you can believe it. The Joel Hole once again was stepped in for Billy Joel tickets. Philly native comedian Jimmy Schuber was back on the show for the first time in 5 years. And we heard the worst national anthem that has ever been performed in our entire country's history. So dry off your smartphone or computer, and here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
Are you ready for this? They're already, because there was a mistake, and there have been mistakes over the years in Game of Thrones. Okay. Right, you know, as a matter of fact, I think BuzzFeed or somebody did a list of things that went wrong. Like there was in the credits one year, they had a dragon next to Sophie Turner's name, would have been the wrong house. It should have been
the direwolf.
Right? Okay. All right. Yeah. So just
imagine noticing that.
I know.
Imagine the person that noticed that.
Right. Exactly. Well, now it seems that in Sunday's episode, there was a picture posted on HBO.com, right, of Jamie Lannister with two real hands. And they said, oh, this happened. It didn't happen in the show at all. It was done before there was the CGI was put on. I can't believe he doesn't even have to wear that hand. It's CGI'd on.
Pretty cool.
All right. You know, so people are going wild over this. Oh, another mistake. No, you didn't see another mistake.
Listen, you nerds. Here's the
deal. You me?
There's the pot calling the kettle
losers.
Black.
Stop. Just enjoy the show. There's one episode left. Oh, my God. Stop ruining everything.
Well, you know what? We should poll people on what they think the outcome's going to be. I mean, we should go to the phones and poll people about that. Because it is. The last show is this coming Sunday. Right.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
You still have the drizzle when you guys are coming in?
Yeah.
That is so annoying.
Dude, we live
really
in Seattle.
Is so annoying. Someone said, John Foster sent me a picture yesterday. I forgot to send it to you. It was like, it says, welcome to Pennsylvania. And it was an orca, you know, swimming through the streets
it's
of
true.
The city.
It's insane.
You know what else is annoying? That my two neighbors on both sides of me were able to get their lawn mown over the weekend, and I didn't have time. And so now they have perfectly mown lawn.
What got in your way? What, Game of Thrones?
No, I had stuff going on Saturday. I had my kids' swim lessons. I had something else that I can't remember.
Swim lessons.
Just put them out in the backyard.
No, that's it.
Flop around.
It was sunny on Saturday, you jerks.
Well, it won't be today. Cloudy, breezy, and some rain. High temperature, about 58 degrees. We saw this story yesterday, and now we got a hold of the app ourselves. There's a guy named Ryan Hill who used this new app filter that makes you – basically, it switches your sex. You know, guys end up looking like girls. Girls end up looking like guys, right? And he sent the picture of himself to his girlfriend. She looked at it. She saw the picture and looked at it as some girl wearing her boyfriend's shirt. All right. And sends back to her response is, are you effing serious? Don't even bother coming here after work. Why is there another girl with your T-shirt on? And now you're blocked. Right.
Wow.
Right. And,
wow.
All right. His response, that's me, you idiot, probably didn't help the situation. Right. But we decided that we would do a Snapchat. The problem with this thing is it doesn't necessarily get rid of facial hair. Well, so I'm a very, very pretty girl with a mustache.
Yeah, I have a pretty...
Which probably most of the women in my family have had anyway.
I'm looking at it right now. It blondes out my beard.
It blondes out your beard?
It just looks like I have a lot of cover-up on trying to cover up my beard.
Yeah, right. You got like the peach fuzz thing.
Yeah, I even look like I have the painted-on eyebrows.
Oh, well, those are very trendy right now, John.
They are.
I look gorgeous, seeing as I can't even grow facial hair.
You look like a middle-aged mom who's got a glass of wine in her hand, going to book club.
Yeah, I got my Pinot Gris, headed to my son's soccer game.
All right, well, let's get these up on the website, and then people can start to enter their own for us. So just go to WMGK.com. You'll see them there. You'll see them on our Facebook page as well. Of course, coming up at 7:40 this morning, we continue with the Joel Hole. Billy Joel tickets for you. Coming your way.
Guys, my eyes look great in this filter.
Do they?
You're hideous.
Yeah, really? Yes. You're a handsome woman. Of course, we've got a lot of concerts happening this summer. One of the most important. Who do you think has more hits, Santana or the Doobie Brothers?
Oh, God.
That's a good question. I'd say Doobies.
Yeah. I'm going to go Doobie Brothers.
I like Santana better, but I say Doobies.
Santana is a more accomplished band and probably better known worldwide, right? But when it comes to hit songs,
they're sneaky.
The Doobies, right?
Sort of like Foreigner.
No, this is going to be our heavy hitter show with Santana and the Doobie Brothers this year, Saturday, August 24th at the BB&T Pavilion. What?
Do you want to know what my introduction to Santana was?
What?
Santana and Rob Thomas.
Yes, smooth. Baby,
that was your introduction.
Yeah.
Oh, you've got to change your evil ways.
One of the biggest hits of millennial life.
Anyway, we will give you the opportunity to pick up on tickets to this whenever we can. But of course, you can get tickets on your own through Ticketmaster. It's brought to us in part by the fine folks at Meineke, and of course, everybody here at Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. Are our pictures up yet?
Yes, they are.
They're freshly.
Cindy,
up.
Have you seen our pictures?
We're not liable for blindness.
You're up.
What do you think? Would you date me?
Wait, I didn't get to you, Steve. I only see John.
Yeah, I know.
I don't think so.
Right. Have you seen Dave yet? Dave is a beautiful woman.
I'd hit.
Oh my gosh! Yes.
He looks like a soccer mom.
It's true.
He's the perfect soccer mom.
If I did my hair a little nicer, I think I could sneak into a frat party.
There's this Snapchat filter that switches sexes. It also will make you look like a baby. Did we put the baby shots up yet?
No, I didn't get those up. Wait for that.
We should do something, have listeners just send them in to us.
Yeah.
Right, please.
Yeah. You know,
steal your kid's phone, because you probably don't have Snapchat.
Right, exactly.
I think they can, if they go on our Facebook page, they can comment with their own photo, right? Can't they
put their photo? Correct. On Facebook, you can.
All right. Yeah, so you can put them up there. We would love to see everybody.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It gets ridiculous, some of these things.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
Just ridiculous. It's evil.
102.9.
Ridiculous.
MGK.
We spoke yesterday about Game of Thrones, and you had been traveling. So did you get a chance to see it? Did you see it Sunday night?
I did see it.
Uh-huh. And was there enough blood, enough fire for you?
Oh, maybe I could use a little bit.
Just a little more? Just a little more? I got to tell you, I can't wait. And now I am so anxious for Sunday's show.
Yeah.
Because I want to see how this whole thing is going to... and is this show extended also on Sunday?
I think it's another 80 or so.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not sure the exact length.
Could you imagine, you know, if in King's Landing... they had 911 when all of that was happening, right? The poor woman sitting there taking the calls.
911, what's your emergency?
Fire! I'm on fire! Everything's on fire!
We'll send somebody out right away. 911, what's your emergency?
A dragon! There's a dragon, and I'm on fire!
Okay, what's the dragon look like?
It looks like a dragon! Please help!
We're on our way. 911, what's your emergency?
I've been stabbed in the face!
911, what's your emergency?
A building fell on my wife!
911, what's your emergency?
I'm still on fire!
What is going on over there?
We will return to King's Landing 911 right after this.
The John DeBella Podcast.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
102.9 MGK.
Immigrant Song from Led Zeppelin. That was one of the songs in the Fast Five yesterday.
An alien anthem. Got them there.
Yeah. We've got Robert Plant tickets this morning. There's Billy Joel tickets coming up later on this hour at 7:40 with the Joel Hole. But at 8:40 this morning, Robert Plant tickets for Take the Fifth. And what we do is we give you a jumbled version of a Led Zeppelin or a Robert Plant song. And it's your job to figure out what it is. And it's your job to be the person who answers the fifth question.
Dude,
this is five and all.
One guy went 5 for 5 yesterday.
Yeah, it went 5 for 5. It was amazing.
My favorite yesterday was A Wet Idiot.
A Fool in the Rain.
Oh, yeah. The first one, right?
So, yeah. 48 degrees outside. You probably all feel like wet idiots with the way this weather has been. Cloudy, breezy, some rain today. High temperature, about 58 degrees. As I said, the Joel Hole coming up at 7:40. More Billy Joel tickets. But right now, we are, in fact, serving breakfast. If you were around for the original Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, when Carson would take the night off, he would often have a guest host. So, you know, it might be Wednesday night and Johnny had to do something. He wasn't going to be there. He had a guest host. David Brenner, I think he had the most guest hosting slots of anybody who ever did the Tonight Show.
All right.
But one of the other people that got used every once in a while was a baseball player and Today Show co-host Joe Garagiola. All right, now Joe Garagiola, he was not the world's best ad libber. All right,
okay.
As a matter of fact, you know in Best of Show where, you know, that movie about the dog show,
where
Fred Willard says, why don't they put little boxing gloves on the boxes?
Yeah.
Joe Garagiola actually said that at the Westminster Dog Show. All right,
he actually said
those things. So in 1968, now we're talking about the Beatles being around for a while by 1968.
Yeah, like 5 years.
Yeah, right. You know, right, they tape an appearance on the Tonight Show.
Done.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. They were closer to done than started.
Yeah. Right,
yeah.
Right. So Johnny is out. Joe Garagiola is in. And it was, I remember seeing this, it was one of the most excruciating interviews I've ever seen in my life. I mean, not only was Joe Garagiola there, Gloria Swanson, famed, you know, movie star from the 20s, was his co-host that night. She was so out of, she died and didn't even know about it yet. All right. So he's asking him all kinds of questions. It is obvious that not only doesn't he know anything about the Beatles, he's totally unprepared for this interview. At one point, he turns to John and Paul and says, now, which one of you is Ringo?
Oh, boy.
What a clueless jock. I love it.
You know, and because they taped that earlier, the guys were able to go home and watch it. Lennon said after showing it, it was the worst interview the band had ever done.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm.
102.9 MGK.
The Veterans Radiothon is 4 weeks away. It's hard to believe.
I know.
But it's 4 weeks away. And this is when I start to remind you, if there's something you can do, maybe there's something you could do at work, maybe on your job site, at your office, start making a plan and collecting up money. Maybe there's a bake sale you want to throw and to help collect up money, because it'll be on the 14th of June, and we're looking for, I would love to have like a big money year this year. We'd do for a big money year. I would kill to break $200,000 again.
That'd be huge.
I mean, I would really, really do that. And as I've said so many times before, if we could get $1 out of every listener who listens to WMGK, we'd take in over $1 million.
That's insane.
I mean, you know, and, you know, so don't be the person who doesn't donate anything at all this year. You know, whether it's $1 or $100, it's all going to help. The Veterans Radiothon coming up on the 14th. Coming up right now is Cindy Graham, who looks amazingly like, who'd you say she looks like?
Perez Hilton.
Perez Hilton.
Yeah.
In her Switch Sex Snapchat
I'm
shot.
Seeing second baseman Chuck Knobloch, personally.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Guys,
sweet robe. Yeah. Right, did you get that from Mr. and Mrs. Gibson?
Oh, she is in a robe.
He probably got it from
apologies.
Me.
That's true.
Is it the robe I gave you?
Yep.
Okay.
It's so
comfy. We took the Snapchat sex change filter shots.
Gender swap.
Gender swap, is that
filter,
what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And well, we're all up there. You could post yours on our Facebook page if
please.
You want.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
The Joel Hole. All right. A Billy Joel song and some of the lyrics are missing from it. It's your job to fill in those lyrics. If you do it correctly, you win a pair of tickets to see Billy Joel at Citizens Bank Park on May 24th. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster.com. And one more time, as an example, so if we were using Moving Out, we would give you the first two lines of the song in this case, and then you would have to do the next, although in lyric terms, it's two lines. It really is only one,
sure.
Right? You would have to fill in the blank. So it would go like this.
And he's trading in a Chevy for a Cadillac. You want to know by now.
And then you'd come in with, and if he can't drive with a broken back, well, so that would be your job. Are you ready for your job? Let's start off this morning with Brian. Good morning, Brian. How you doing?
I'm doing great, John.
All right. How are you with Billy Joel songs? I mean, you're a big Billy Joel fan?
I am a Billy Joel fan. I'm hoping I can get it. You know?
Well, I hope so, because if not, we will have to move on to another caller. All right, the song you're going to be dealing with today is Say Goodbye to Hollywood. There are three lines before you have to fill in the fourth one. You ready to go?
Go ahead.
All right, here we go. Here it comes. You'll hear it all on the phone line. Your line.
Oh, I'm done. Sorry, John.
Let's move over to Dan. Hiya, Dan. How are you doing?
Fantastic. Booyakasha.
Booyakasha. All right. It's Say Goodbye to Hollywood. Are you ready for it?
I'm ready.
All right. First three lines, Billy will sing. You got to sing the fourth one. Your line.
Now he won't be my best gun anymore.
There we go.
Say goodbye to Hollywood.
You are absolutely correct, my man. You've got yourself a pair of tickets to see Billy Joel.
Nicely done again.
You will be there with Andre Gardner in a close, intimate crowd of a baseball stadium.
The John Bella Podcast. John DeBella.
We were talking about the bands at the Heavy Hitter Show, mm-hmm. Santana and the Doobie Brothers earlier, and we tried to figure out, okay, who had the most hits,
right?
The Doobie Brothers had two number one hits and five top ten hits.
Oh, wow.
Santana had two number one hits and seven top
Whoa.
Ten hits.
Wow, they are
the headliner in
My
this
apologies.
Case.
I wonder
Carlos.
If Rob Thomas is going to come out with
No, he's not showing up at all.
That'd be better than a Bruce cameo.
They will be doing Smooth. You know that's going to happen. That was the biggest hit he ever had.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
With the Joel Hole, mm-hmm. I can guarantee people this, right? We will not be using We Didn't Start the Fire as one of the songs for the Joel Hall.
Okay.
Oh, but with Doris Day dying, mm-hmm. there's only six people left in that song that are still alive.
Whoa.
Yeah. Queen Elizabeth, Bridget Bardot, Chubby Checker, Bob Dylan, Ringo Starr, and Paul McCartney. And Doris Day, well, you have been removed.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Coming up tomorrow night at 8 o'clock at Parks Casino's Oliveto, and you got to be 21 or older to get into this show. And it's not because of the material, it's because there's alcohol being served. Tickets are available through ParksCasino.com. This man, Philadelphian himself, now living in Los Angeles, California, and officially a magician now as well.
Oh, wow.
Officially a magician. You know, Jimmy Schubert is here. Good morning, Jimmy.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I am well. Well, explain why you're a magician now, because you've been doing it since you were a child.
Yeah, I've been doing it since I've been a kid, so it was just it's like one of those things, you know, you have these unlived lives, like had I stayed back here and gone into magic, who knows what would have happened. About 6 years ago I went through this midlife magic crisis and you know, I started getting back into it, and I just over the summertime I auditioned for the Magic Castle, which is like a premiere.
I was gonna bring that up.
In Los Angeles, and all these world-class magicians, and now I passed, so I can perform there. Like, I'm not busy enough, but I want to pick up an extra couple gigs doing, like, I'm not going to demote myself from national touring headliner doing Little Lenny Horowitz's Bar Mitzvah, you know what I mean? But it's a great place to go, you know, perform.
I'm curious, what was this test like? They have a sheet there. No rabbit, you know.
There was 14 people there that night, and these guys were world class. So you really have to, like, you know, thank God for my stand up. I was able to
keep entertained.
Yeah. I'm an alternative magician. One in three tricks work. It's just like I'm a hardcore hobbyist. Mm. I enjoy it immensely, but I love doing the stand up as well.
Well, you got a new special, don't you?
I do, actually. People can go to my website, jimmyschubert.com. There's a new brand new hour special. You can rent it. Or you can buy. I rented the Mission Impossible 3 for $3.99. I'll tell you, my special is much funnier than Mission Impossible 3. Yeah. But same price.
But
you can buy it. It's on the Vimeo platform.
Right.
We're all us comedians now are self-releasing. But that's. But yeah, so it's on the website. If people want to check it out, they can get a copy of it.
So let me ask you, as long as you know you're watching things on TV and people can watch your special, obviously, right? What are you watching on TV? Are you a Game of Thrones person?
No, but I have friends that are. They get very physically excited when the
physically
shows,
excited.
Yeah,
huh?
Well, that's what I call. That's called a throner.
Right.
When you get that excited,
we got one right now.
Right, right. Steve's had one for four weeks now.
I stopped by to see my folks. And my dad's. He watches the Shark Tank. He was watching the Shark Tank marathon, and I sat down watching for a couple. Going, how come those five people get to decide which junk the rest of us get to buy? Like, they had a guy in there who was selling a lock. It wasn't a key lock. It was a digital lock. He put his fingerprint, read his fingerprint, the lock pops open.
Okay.
And they all went, oh, that's the greatest thing I've ever seen. Not one of the millionaires asked the guy, what happens if the criminal has a bolt cutter? What happens if the criminal wants when that tool shed bad enough, he takes the bolt cutter, clips off your finger, puts it on the lock pops open, now you're laying there bleeding while your finger's squirming around the ground. You can sit there and watch them steal your leaf blower, your rake, your miter box. Like 30 minutes goes by before you can grab your finger and run to the hospital, see if they can save it. But they can't. So you have to cut off your left big toe and put it where your finger used to be. And now you can't even use the lock because it's a toe. It's not even a finger. And for those reasons, I'm out. because we do. It's like I was at the Bed Bath & Beyond the other day, killing a couple hours. And I'm sure this was a Shark Tank thing. They had this little red circular piece of plastic. It said, it makes the perfect hamburger patty every time. I'm going, really? Every time? You OCD nutbag. It's a hamburger. You roll it in a ball. You mush it. You toss it in a pan. We're having hamburgers. They said on a package, it saves time. I go, no, it doesn't save time. You added six steps to the process. I got to buy it. I got to clean it. I got to store it. I got to remember I have it next time I'm making hamburgers. Then I got to clean it and put it away. Or I could just roll it in a ball and mush it and toss it in a pan. I mean, you know, we need things to do as human beings. I mean, it's gotten to the point you go to use a public restroom, they don't even trust you to flush the toilet anymore. It's all this technology. I asked the guy, what's with the technology? He goes, it saves water. I go, it doesn't save water. You ever walk in one of those? The door closes. All six toilets flush in unison. You walk over to the stall. You close the stall door. The toilet flushes. You sit down. The toilet flushes. Is there anything more annoying? Then door to number two with Weston with a wet testa satchel. You know? I mean, all of a sudden my thing is I'm on a episode of Deadliest Catch. You know
what I'm
saying?
You're cleaning it up real fast.
I'm cleaning up, trying to help out here.
What now? You know what gets me about those things? When you use, you know, those ass gaskets that they have and have in the bathroom. So you take it, you know, take it out of the dispenser, you put it down on the seat, and as you're going to sit, it flushes
and sucks
it down.
Yeah. Well, now, I mean, that's like the new phone booth as well,
right?
Because people are in there talking, and like, what kind of sociopath you can't carve out 10 minutes to launch a sewer pickle, you know what I mean? I mean, come on. I don't know how. This guy was doing some kind of hostile corporate merger. I have no idea how he's pulling off. The noise is coming, and this guy's bum. It sounded like a homicide was being committed. I just shouted over the top of the stall, hey, chew your food, will you? Chew your food, you filthy animal. Come on. And then you come out to wash your hands, and you get up to the sink, and the soap thing doesn't work. Oh, the sink works, but the soap doesn't work. So I walk down to this sink, and then, whoa, the soap works, but the sink doesn't work. So I walk back up. I mean, what are we doing to ourselves? We're talking about a flush, a twist, and a push. I mean, that's too much for people. I mean, we're getting crazy. You know, everybody's got the smartphone. You know, they should call those things, you call them dumb phones. And people just walking around looking like idiots. So, hey, look up and live before you get hit by a bus. It's not going to make a difference. In 10 years, we're all going to have brain tumors in the exact shape of an iPhone 8. I don't know what happened. Let me explain it to you. Held a machine next to your head for a good portion of the day because you couldn't shut up for 15 minutes. This thing kicks off enough radiation to shoot a signal to space and bounce it off a satellite, and that signal comes right back down next to your head. You think that's good? Huh? You should put the cell phone in the microwave when you're not using it.
Yeah, that'll help it a lot. You know what we used to do to him?
What?
We used to send him out to men's rooms at rest stops.
Oh.
And he'd sit in a stall, right, and wait for somebody to come in. And then all of a sudden, as the doors are closed, he'll go, how about those Phillies last night?
Yeah. Yeah, strike up a conversation.
Right. Strike up a conversation.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Hey, one guy tried to kill him.
Yeah. Well, I got news for you. You know, you sit there and go, hey, I'll give you $10 if you let me run a comb through your hair. I'm not gay or anything. I'm a member of the PTA and everything, but if I could just give you $10 to run a comb through your hair. Whoa. Well, you know, so, hey, are you in the stall with the glory hole? You know, you got to be careful out there. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I was traveling in. I got one of those exit rows. I thought, I got the extra leg room.
Sure.
Oh, no, they won't even let you sit there unless you answer the questions. Okay. Are you willing and prepared to help a case of emergency? I need a yes. I'm going to hold on for a minute, lady. What kind of an emergency you plan on having? And where the hell are you going to be during the emergency? I'm just here for the extra leg room. I'm not really a first responder. I mean, if you mean am I willing to help if anything goes wrong, I'm the first guy through that door so everybody else knows where to go. And yes, in that scenario, I'm prepared to be your little helper.
Jimmy Schubert is appearing tomorrow night at Parks Casino, and tickets are available through Parks Casino. .com. You're going to be down the shore next month?
Is such a Philadelphia thing to say. Yeah, yeah. I am. I'm going to be in Atlantic City at Howie Mandel's Comedy Club.
Right. Next, you know, he puts so much work into that place.
Yeah, right? I can tell.
He always shows up.
It's gorgeous. It's in the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino.
Yeah, right.
And I'll be there Monday through Thursday. And, you know, I got a movie coming out called Puppy Love, which people will be able to check out in a couple months, which is great, which with Hopper Penn, Sean Penn's kid, and Michael Madsen's in it, and Roseanne Arquette as well.
Oh my God. You and Michael Madsen having a conversation has got to be one of the more hilarious things.
We're both, you just look at each other, raising our eyebrows. We're eyebrow actors. Some people, I'm a methadone actor.
John Belushi.
Him and Madsen talking together is like two pieces of sandpaper talking.
I know, I sound like I gargle with gravel. I know it's not a pleasant sound.
It's great to see you, dude.
Nah, you too, man. Thank you.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Thank you, John!
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
John Brazier from the Phillies is going to be joining us tomorrow. He's got Rockies tickets. He's bringing Rockies tickets in.
Yeah, they play this weekend,
And when we were out there, they annihilated us the last time.
I think they won three.
We got one out of four. Yeah.
We need a revenge series.
Yeah. All right. Well, speaking of revenge, obviously this guy decided he needed to take revenge against Francis Scott Key. Do you know where this is from?
It's a minor league team in North Carolina. I don't have the exact team.
I looked it up. It's the High Point Rockers.
Right.
And they were playing, I love this, the Sugarland Skeeters.
Okay.
From Texas.
All right.
For the Skeeters.
They had this guy come out to do the national anthem. And every year we get some bad national anthem renditions. This guy doesn't even know the words, and he's covering by making the crowd sing along. Listen to this.
Say, can you see by the dawn's early light whose... Right. Let me hear you, people. Please.
Oh, my God.
The so bright a beaming and the...
God.
The perilous
This is an act of war.
Or the ramparts we were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets glare, the bombs bursting in air.
What's the second word
gave
here?
Gave fruit.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
John, you know my politics, and I'm kneeling during the anthem. Finally.
How you doing, North Carolina? Good to be here.
Chirp.
I'm trying to see if it.
You have a favorite part?
Fruit.
Yeah, he's singing fruit. Gave fruit through the night that our flag was still there.
Oh, Canada.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Bigger, better, and stronger than ever before.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
And we will make
the John DeBella Podcast
great again. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I can't believe how many people got stuck on Jamaica. All right? And, you know, had we said Atlantic and Pacific, people would have gone, oh, it's the ocean. And that's simple. You need to know all the other oceans, too.
They got stuck thinking in, you know, synonym terms rather than examples.
With Jamaica, that made sure that a Zep fan won.
Right.
Because you know that it's either pronounced Dyremaker or Jamaica.
The play on words.
Being shortened for a Digimaker.
Exactly.
Right? Jamaica. Yeah. All right.
Listen, guys, I just create hard contests. What can I say?
That's it.
What I'm here for.
Steve wrote all the jumbles.
Professor Vassalotti over
there. And the only reason why Steve wrote all the jumbles is because we turned around and he said, hey, I've got all the jumbled titles.
Listen, hey.
We're like, okay, fine. It's yours.
I'm a hard worker, damn it.
It goes back to Bro Bible.
What do you think this sound is?
The John DiBella Podcast.
Could you make a sound like that?
102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.